Flip cars, super late models, thunder cars, modifies, World of Outlaws, Arcas, all here. Welcome to Race Time Radio. Covering dirt to asphalt. On races, fame, short tracks. All the way to the high-banked oval. This is Race Time Radio.
Come on now, sing.
And now, here's your host, live from the Race Time Radio studio, it's Smokin' Joe Chisholm.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.
Oh, pitter-patter, let's get at her. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Race Time Radio. 2 hours of race talk here tonight, and we're going to focus in on the IWK 250 that comes up in less than a week's time now here on Race Time Radio and at Riverside International Speedway. I'm Joe Chisholm, along with Joe Chisholm Jr. here in the RTR studio. Junior, what do you think? Man, how was the weekend?
It was a hell of a weekend, wasn't it? Beautiful sunny days.
It blew by just like it only took minutes.
I was over at Sunset Speedway and spotted for Taylor Holdaway, and got a little bit more oval chance to do some spotting and get sharpened up for the Indy.
Hey, you know what? I got to bring this up too. One of your tweets from through the week last week. Where you took a picture of your Mopar hat and the confetti on it from Victory Lane when you guys won in Quebec. Did you see Joel Robinson's tweet or response to that tweet?
No.
No, you didn't? It's hilarious. We need the confetti back. We're on a budget.
So
please return. We're on a budget.
We're standing in Victory Lane, and of course, it was rain shortened, so the car was all wet, and they wanted to do the confetti and that great stuff, and blew confetti all over the car, and we celebrated and high-fived and did all those things, and Whitey grabs a handful of confetti. I said, "What are you doing, taking that home?" And he goes, "Absolutely. I do it after every win." I said, "Oh, that's a pretty cool idea." So I grabbed a handful. Each crew guy grabbed a handful. I just stuffed it in my jeans. I didn't think anything of it. We went back and partied and had some fun. And I was unloading my bag. And sure enough, I pulled my pants out. And a whole handful of confetti fell all over the place. So, we thought I'd send it out there. It was kind of funny. But
Too funny.
I put it in a Ziploc bag and wrote the date on it. So
that's
cool.
We can
always look back on it.
Yeah, that's a good way to look back on a big win, right?
Yep.
That was your first oval win as a spotter in the NASCAR Pinty Series.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. That makes me sound like a terrible spotter now.
No.
I've got quite a few wins on road courses with some of the guys, but it's not my first oval win by any stretch. It's my first oval win in Pinty's.
Not many guys can say they spotted for a Monster Energy Cup Series race.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah.
You were at Watkins Glen and
some of those.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But I've got lots of experience on spotting and stuff in the ovals and late models and Pinty Series. The list keeps on growing a little bit at a time, but I've spotted for, if I listed them, we'd all go to sleep, had some good runs. Obviously, I think I finished second with J.R. Fitzpatrick probably 9 times and got taken out leading the race at Barry Speedway. That was the closest I came to, a solid win. It was on a green, white checker in overtime.
We
led to the race distance part, but just got dumped in the... Yeah, I don't know. It was definitely a different deal. The worst part about it was it's technically not even a win.
Sure it is.
It is a win, but
it's
you spotted...
checkered flags.
And spotters don't win the race by any stretch at all. It's just we always keep track, right?
Sure. Well, you're part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's not like holding the wheel, but it's definitely... a lot of fun and take a lot of pride in it.
Tell you what, a lot of pride. Let's talk about some pride. There's going to be a lot of pride happening next weekend at Riverside International Speedway. We got the IWK 250 coming at us, and it's coming at us like a freight train. Now, I get excited for a lot of Race Time Radio shows,
exactly.
All of them.
Yep.
But nothing gets me more excited than doing this particular show. The preview to the IWK 250. We got a stacked lineup tonight. Let me tell you who we got coming on this program. We're going to kick it all off with the general manager of Riverside International Speedway. We got Paul McLean going to join us here on this show. We'll take you right to the site, and we'll find out from Paul McLean how all the preparations are coming at the facility. And you know he's got to be a super busy guy, but he's going to carve out some time for us tonight on Race Time. We'll follow that up with a conversation with a guy that grew up at Riverside International Speedway. He drives the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford. He has got multiple wins at Riverside in his number 89. It also includes one IWK 250 win. We got Donald Chisholm going to drop on by here tonight.
I want to correct you.
What's that?
He didn't grow up at Riverside Speedway.
Yeah,
he got older at Riverside Speedway.
Well,
he is still a great big old kid. You strap a helmet on him, he's playing, right? He's out there playing, having a good time. And I'm just kidding with you, Donald. You know we love you, but I always say that as well. You know, I didn't grow up around Sauble Speedway, but I got older there.
Yeah, you sure did. Incredible. Donald will join us tonight. We'll get his thoughts heading into the big race. We'll also hear tonight from J.R. Fitzpatrick. J.R. is one of those Ontario Invader type guys, Junior. He's had it on his bucket list for quite a few years now. JR is heading to the IWK 250.
Yeah, with momentum. You know, he's got momentum on his side. He's got everything, you know, his ducks are in a row this year. And you know, of course, he's leading the APC points series right now. He's leading the points in that. He's already picked up a win this year. Really, the only guy to beat Brandon Watson. Heads up. And, you know, when you look at J.R. Fitzpatrick's season, it's been a dream season thus far. And coming off of, you know, what was an ugly season last year, he's hungry to turn some heads. So it'll be cool to catch up with him and touch base, not only about, you know, what he's looking forward to about the IWK 250, but, you know, his season in general. And also, we'll probably talk a little bit about, you know, what car he's bringing. By the sounds of it, you know, we looked on social media, he's going to be bringing in the 84B, which is his backup car. He's got one bullet in the chamber for, the APC car. It's obviously leading the points, and he seems pretty down on social media, but you and I, we talked off air, I don't think that car is going to be down on anything.
I don't think it's going to be short, not one thing.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be cool if he goes out and wins the IWK 250 in the 84B car? How much you want to bet that car would become an A car when it head back to Ontario, heading into the APC series?
Well, he's got to drive through a stout field to go get that done. And I think there's another invader that we're going to talk to right after JR, and that's, of course, Jason Hathaway. We're going to talk to him, and JR is going to have to go through that invader, plus all the other invaders that are going to be coming up here from south of the border and all the regular Pro Stock Tour guys too. So that would be a good problem for him to have. Which car to run the next race out on the APC Tour? But I think that number A or that number 84A car that he's leading in the APC points, it's just as good.
I'll guarantee you as well. Jason Hathaway, as mentioned, there is coming up on the show tonight. He was the guy that took the pole last year. He led a bunch of the IWK 250 in his number 3 Choco machine. I wouldn't doubt that he'll be bringing his A car.
That car is an A-mobile.
It is an A-plus car.
And the reason why it's an A car is because it hauls ass. When you look at last year, he picked up the win, obviously, at Jucasa in dominating fashion with that same piece. And he did something what nobody thought could be done. He went out there and won both of them. He won both 75 laps.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, he got the pole at Riverside, ran into a little bit of mechanical issue through that race. And he was on track. He was leading races. He was leading the race and running up in that top three when the Gremlins kind of showed their head. So when you look at what Jason Hathaway's got rolling, he's got momentum on his side, and obviously this isn't his first go-around at Riverside. He's already got some practice laps this year on that same car, so they know exactly, you know, it obviously didn't end the way that he wanted to in 2018 when they were racing just a couple weeks back on Racetime Radio, but he knocked some corners off of it. you know, dinged up the body a little bit. But I imagine that Kubota hauler is going to be eastbound and down here in a little bit.
I guarantee it will be. We'll also speak with Dylan Blankhorn here tonight. He's the defending champion of the IWK 250, driver of the 67. And how about this, Junior? We'll grab some time with Kenny Wallace. He is coming to the IWK 250. He's going to be in the Cat for Kids car. As normally, we see the NASCAR star driving that car. He'll spend some time at the IWK hospital with the children, and then he's going to head out to the racetrack, get some practice, and then hopefully try and win the IWK 250.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be cool to catch up with Kenny. And you know, we'll gauge his excitement level. I remember last time we talked, you know, he mentioned that a couple of his counterparts within the NASCAR world with Mark Martin and Reagan Smith had kind of already pulled him aside and said, hey, but now he's going to be jacked up. He's only a week out from coming, and we'll see if it's grown on him at all. You know, like, he showed excitement when we talked to him when it was announced, obviously, but a race is a race to a guy like that who races, you know, 80, 90 times a year. A race is a race, but I think I bet any money, I bet my bottom dollar that he is more excited now than the last time we talked to him.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. We'll find out tonight with Kenny. But what do you say we get the green flag in the air? Our first guest is the general manager of Riverside International Speedway. We got Paul McLean on the hotline. Paul, what's going on?
Good, Joe. Good evening. It's a beautiful, beautiful evening here.
You want to believe it, man. We're talking days now before the IWK 250, not weeks or months. It's right upon us, man. How are things looking at Riverside?
Well, we're in pretty good shape. Our biggest issue of these days is camping. We had an awful waiting list for camping, and I think we're going to be able to look after everybody. If you're planning driving up and getting a spot, that might be different. So if you're still looking for one, please give us a call at the box office, and we'll see what we can do for you. Everything else is pretty well ready to go. Ticket sales have been brisk, so, you know, we're hoping for a sellout crowd again, and we're all ready to go.
Incredible, to say the least. Paul, every single year that campground gets a little bit bigger. There's more fans that want to experience the IWK 250, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's become a monster for us. It's probably a whole job in itself. I mean, we're probably going to have close to 1,000 RVs on site. You know, we added some extra sites last year, and we thought that would pretty well do it, but nope. This year we had another probably 60 or 70 requests, so we have a big field next door that we're trying to get mowed and get ready to host the extra guys that are on the list.
Yeah, cool stuff, man. It looks like a city at Riverside when everybody gets all packed in there, and a lot of fun had in that campground. Contests. I've seen contests there. I can remember a few years ago it was a Christmas contest, and the winner's unit looked as good as it did in December.
Yeah, we tried that a couple of years of theme things just from NASCAR tracks that tried it, and it just didn't work out. I guess, I don't know what it was, but we only had a few people participate, so I guess we're just, we didn't continue with it. It was a great idea, and we tried it for 2 years in a row. We had a Mardi Gras theme, and there was two or three or five, something like that, participated, so we just, I guess, focused on now trying to make sure somebody has a site and everybody's safe, so. We got away from the themes for now, anyway.
Well, I know those campers will start rolling in, so to speak, into Riverside International Speedway. Just outside Antigonish, Nova Scotia, right on the 104 there. It's not going to be long, and they're going to start rolling in. They come in early.
Yeah, Wednesday, we open the campground Wednesday, and they'll be lined up there in the road to get their spot. And it gets, like I say, we've created a pretty big monster here, and we're dealing with it, but... That'll be the next big task, is checking all these people in, getting them in their spot, getting them where they need to be, and then they get set up. So that's all starts Wednesday at 5:00, and then from there until we throw the checker flag Saturday night, it's nonstop.
Well, they got to be patient coming in. I can guarantee that. But you guys are there to accept them come Thursday. That's going to be a huge day. We got practice for the guys. And we're going to head right into a big concert on Thursday night. We got Signal Hill playing again.
Yeah, actually, Wednesday night is the activity starts on the track. We have the Sportsmen and the Legends there for their testing too. Thursday from 4:30 to 8 is the Maritime Pro Stock Tour Test and Tune. And then as soon as we get them haulers loaded up and out of the infield, we start with our big tailgate party with Signal Hill, which we started a couple of years ago, and it's become a monster, too, a big hit. A lot of the campground people requested some entertainment, so we do that on Thursday night. And, I mean, if you just want to come out for the concert, the tickets are available, so we'll sell tickets just for the concert. But if you have a weekend pass, she's free. And it's no question about it. It's a two-hour concert with Signal Hill, and anybody I've seen Signal Hill, you know, they put on 2 hours of great entertainment.
Oh, yeah, they rock it. Incredible, to say the least. You want to take in the full weekend, I guarantee it. Paul, Kenny Wallace, we got Kenny coming up on the show tonight. He's got to be excited heading up to the IWK 250. How's his car coming along? I know Nova Racing and you guys prepare it. How are things looking for that Cat for Kids car?
Well, I don't get to spend a lot of time in the race shop this event, unfortunately, because it's just... But it's coming good. It's all wrapped. It's been on a couple of displays already around town, and it looks great. It's awesome, and I think Kenny's going to enjoy, hopefully, the day. I mean, he's a fun guy to be around. I've seen it at a few of events before, and he's probably going to be one of the guys that people will remember because he sure likes to have a good time. And Kenny's different from some of the other guys that we've had. Kenny runs probably 80 races a year, so he's not going to be, there's not going to be any cobwebs on him when he gets behind that wheel. Now, he might not do a lot of asphalt stuff, but he'll be ready.
You can guarantee it. He's going to be up against the best, we might as well say, in North America with the Parts for Trucks Tour and all the visiting teams that are coming in. We got Invaders coming this year. We got a lot happening. It's going to be awesome. Car count looks fantastic again for the IWK 250.
Yeah, pre-registered, I think we got 37, 38, somewhere around there. And there's a couple more sitting in the wings. We could hit the 40 mark, but you never know. The old story is some guys are going to go home this year. In the past, we've been able to pretty well put most of the field in through attrition in the heat races, but this year we're probably going to send seven or eight guys home, unfortunately, but that's just the way it is. We can't start them all.
No, you can't, especially when they come out in those kind of numbers. It's going to be off the hook. The Sportsman Series kicks it off on Friday night. Even that is looking tremendous. They've had some good runs at Riverside the last few races out.
Yeah, them guys do a great job. I mean, you know, they've had their nights, but so has the big boys, so... They've done a great job the season opener. I think they had one caution, and they put on a great show for 75 laps. Now we're doubling up on the laps, 150 for them, and the Henry Auto Pro come on board this year, and they've been a big supporter in town here, so we're happy to have them on board for the sponsor for the Napa Sportsman. And, of course, the Maritime League of Legends, they always put on a great show. Geez, I think there's 25-plus of them registered, so... They'll be on Friday night with the Sportsmen, so it's an exciting show that night.
So much to see and do in the IWK 250 weekend, all coming up at Riverside International Speedway this coming weekend, July 12th through the 14th. You don't want to miss it. Paul, what's the best way for fans to get tickets now this close to the event?
Well, it's so busy in the box office on phones. You can try the phone, 863-2410, up until... Thursday, you can do it online. You can come visit us at James Street, 21B James Street in Antigonish. We have a box office there. Or you can buy them at the track, we hope, as long as we don't sell out. But they will be available starting Thursday at the concert. You'll be able to buy them at the actual track or at the box office. So there's a couple of different ways. RiversideSpeedway.ca is place you need to go, and that's if you can't get through and you need an answer on something, go there, and you should be able to find your answer there.
And we got to remind fans as well, you want to bring an FM radio. If you got an FM radio headset or whatever configuration your FM radio comes in, you're going to be able to hear absolutely everything at the racetrack all weekend long. You can get it all the way back into your campsite. So bring your FM radio along and tune to 92.1 FM, and you're not going to miss a moment at the Speedway, even if you're back in the camper. So we got it pretty well all covered. Man, all we need is the weather, and we should be all set to go, Paul.
Yeah, that is a big factor right now. Not to jinx myself, but long range looks good. You know, and the new addition the last couple of years has been the FM channel, so you can, you know, like you say, put your headphones on and listen to exactly what's going on. And if you're back in the campground waiting for things to happen, you'll hear a show and you'll hear announcements. Man, if you sit out on the highway, apparently you can hear it. So it's a great addition to the event for sure. As you know, it's a big bowl and it gets really noisy in there, so it's hard to hear the PA system. And you can follow along with you guys, which do an awesome job of covering it. And we're excited to add that to the event for sure.
Well, thanks for the kind words. I know we're all looking forward to it. You know, John has got to be looking down from the heavens above and smiling on this event. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. The idea that man started, look at it today, man.
Well, it does get a little overwhelming at times. It's a monster that we've created, and it's just, you know, we get through it, but every year it seems to just get a little bit harder for our guys, for our staff, for everything, and it's just a monster. And you're right. I don't think he ever envisioned what we have here, and we're excited to put it on. But I tell you, she's a lot of work.
Well, they get the right man at the helm. I can guarantee that. Paul, we don't want to take up any more of your time. You got lots to do. I know you do. We fly in on Thursday, and I'll tell you what, we can't wait, brother.
Oh, by Thursday, we'll be rocking and rolling. She all starts Wednesday at 5 o'clock when the first motorhome rolls in. So, like I say, that's when it all starts for us, for the race, for the weekend. And we're excited. And I guess what we're just going to tell everybody, be patient. Parking's going to be a problem. So come early. Don't come 20 minutes before the race and hope you're going to get a prime parking spot. Not going to happen. I mean, this is our biggest event of the year, and we've every year it grows, and like I say, do not wait till the last minute to come to get a ticket, to get a parking spot. Come early, spend the afternoon there, and take a walk around the campground, see some of the crazy things that goes on there. I mean, there's all these kinds of stuff to do, so.
And lots to see and do. Yeah, absolutely, Paul. This is going to be off the hook. Can't wait to get out there, man. Thanks so much for your time tonight on Race Time. You're always a great guest.
No problem, Joe. Thank you. Appreciate it. And appreciate all the work you guys do to help support this event.
I'll tell you what, that guy right there has got a job like no one else that we know of. Getting prepared for the IWK 250 has got to be a monumental task, but Paul McLean really can get the job done. But we're right up alongside our first break. Let's take it. When we come back, we're going to grab that NASCAR driver, the NASCAR star that's coming to the IWK 250. Kenny Wallace will join us on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ken Squire, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM. Channel 167.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce,
but I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82. Or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
It's one of Canada's most prestigious races to win. Saturday, July 14th. It's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. Live from Riverside International Speedway in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, with special guest, NASCAR driver and Fox broadcaster Kenny Wallace.
Class is awesome. It's a lot like a Bristol. Here I come. I'm ready to go. The stars have aligned, and I'll be riding home on the highway.
And Ontario Invaders, J.R. Fitzpatrick and Jason Hathaway. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, July 14th. It's the IWK 250. It's all live, worldwide, on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
Racetime Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, ensuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
More Short Track Live, coast to coast, next. Only on Racetime Radio. On Sirius 167. Canada Talks.
Baseball. Baseball. Baseball.
Got it, gone.
Hear every pitch of the 2018 season on Sirius XM. Add your hometown call with dedicated team channels on the Sirius XM app. Plus, expert analysis 24/7 on MLB Network Radio.
This is the type of a deal that wins championships.
Major League Baseball on Sirius XM and MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209, XM 89, and the Sirius XM app.
Let's get ready for four tires, guys.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Race Time Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
Well, we haven't talked to this next guest in, oh, I don't know, couple, maybe 3 months, but we got him tonight, and he's getting ready for the IWK 250. Of course, I'm talking about NASCAR Fox Star. We got Kenny Wallace with us. Kenny, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Down here in St. Louis, Missouri, racing our dirt car, and about another 2 weeks of what we call the Summer Nationals, where we race 29 races in 35 days. But I tell you what, I am so excited to come up and race at Riverside Speedway, and you know, I hear what beautiful country it is and what beautiful racetrack. And Mark Martin called me and told me all this, so I'm ready to go.
Kenny, it's going to be off the hook. I know everybody can't wait to see you up here. And you've been having great success early this year, right? You've got some checkered flags on dirt.
Yeah, you know, I found dirt racing when I was about 41 years old. So I'll be 55 years old in August, and you know, I guess I have over 2,000 asphalt starts, you know, with 905 starts in the NASCAR series. And, of course, thousands in the ASA and Short Track series, just like the cars I'm going to be racing there at Riverside. So, you know, I just wanted to try a different type of racing. So at 41 years old, I started running dirt. And I've been running it for, what, 13 years now, and have my own race team. Wallace Racing, Kenny Wallace Racing, and just having the time of our lives.
Yeah, I gotta love it. Man, we're in for a good IWK 250. The star power, everybody that's showing up this year, I believe the car count right now is like 38 cars coming in to try and get into that same field you're going to be in. You'll be driving the cat car for kids. It's an iconic paint scheme, and you're going to have lots of signatures on the hood of that race car.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things that I'm going to do when I get there is visit the Children's Hospital. You know, I'm married, have three daughters, met my wife in high school. We're high school sweethearts. My daughters are having babies, so I'm a grandpa, and children are near and dear to my heart. So between visiting the Children's Hospital, you know, seeing the beautiful country, the great racetrack, my wonderful friends in Canada, you know, it almost feels like it's a vacation.
Well, it's going to be dynamite. I know that. The car is all being prepared. Of course, Nova Racing, Donald Chisholm and George Koskulix and those guys have got a great car prepared for you. Now, Thursday night, you're going to get a little test time in. What are you going to focus in on Thursday night, Kenny? What are you going to be focusing in on getting ready to go for that IWK?
Put a lot of focus on getting my rhythm down, Pat. You know, we still run some asphalt here and there, and I think what I want to do is get up to speed, make sure the seat, the steering wheel, my body is in tune with the race car, and, you know, I think that's what it will be most about on Thursday night. Also, listen to some advice. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people to tell me what I'm doing wrong. So I'm very open-minded, and I'll listen to them. And hopefully, when it comes time to qualify and run the race, I'll be comfortable.
Kenny, is it a big change going from your dirt car into a template style super late model like we see in these pro stocks out on the east coast of Canada? Is it a big change?
It would be a big change if I didn't know what I was doing. But when I get in that car at Riverside Speedway, that is the type of car that I grew up in. So I know what I'm getting into. We have a racetrack here in Missouri called Lebanon I-44 Speedway. And I go up there every once in a while, and we race the exact same cars up there. So there's no doubt that I will be at a disadvantage. The locals are, going to be more up to speed than me. It would be a struggle if I didn't know what I was getting into, but those are the cars that I grew up in.
So temperature-wise, man, things have been heating up here the last couple weeks. I expect that the IWK 250 is going to be about the same, but you should be acclimated to the heat, right? You guys have been running in the dirt series. It gets hot in those cars, too.
Oh, my. We're here in St. Louis, Missouri, and we got, the worst. We're 107 degrees, and humidity's over the top, and we're going through two sets of clothes every day. And, that's the Midwest. We're used to it, and we stay hydrated, and, I just ordered a couple new fire suits from Sparco this year, and really light uniforms and some really nice fireproof underwear that are much lighter. The technology that they have nowadays to wear much lighter but safer uniforms are over the top. So I had to get out the old checkbook and make sure that I got the best fire suits available, but more so, light, something that's not going to heat me up and get me too hot.
A few years ago now, maybe even more than a few years ago, I remember you and I getting together at Sauble Speedway. You came out of that trailer, Kenny Wallace, with your St. Louis Cardinals uniform on. Looked pretty splashy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You were part of all that, so you've seen me race those cars at Flamborough and Sauble, and, we jump in other people's cars. I felt like I was competitive, especially when I got to Flamborough and, jumped in one of Junior Hanley's car. We set quick time, and maybe we finished fourth or fifth. Those are some really bullring-type racetracks, but, from the pictures I see and what Mark Martin tells me that, this Riverside Speedway is just over the top and super speedway style, so I'm looking forward to having a little bit of room to make some moves.
Oh, Kenny, you're going to love the racetrack. You're going to love the competition and the guys that you're going to race with. And I'll tell you what, the fans are going to eat this up. The Herminator coming to the IWK 250 just next weekend. It's going to be off the hook. You got to make it out to this race. Kenny, final question for you. NASCAR stars come in for this IWK. We've seen guys like Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano and Marcus Ambrose and Matt Crafton, and the list goes on and on. The only guy that has come out with the big trophy at the end was Regan Smith. And you and Regan, of course, on Fox all the time. Have you had a chance to talk to Regan now that things are cemented and you're coming up?
Yes, absolutely. When I posted it on Twitter earlier this year, the very next day he come walking up to me, Regan Smith did, and said, "Hey, man, I hear you're going up to Riverside Speedway up there in Nova Scotia," and he just had nothing to do but brag about it. So, I think it's a situation where it started with Regan, Matt Crafton, and each driver kind of passes it on. So Mark Martin was the one that called me, and then Mark Martin told me that Brad Keselowski called him, and I think this is a kind of a tradition, to where, we just keep paying it forward and come up there and race hard and meet the fans.
Kenny, I love your chances in this race. It's truly going to be awesome to see you in this IWK 250. Fans are going to be able to get up close and personal, get an autograph, but we all got to remember Kenny Wallace is there to win and to race. So it's going to be off the hook, Kenny. I know everybody's dying to see you, and we look forward to seeing you at the IWK 250.
Thank you so much, and I will see everybody there.
Okay, we're right up alongside a break. Let's take this opportunity, and when we come back, we're going to grab that number 89 of Donald Chisholm. He's a former winner of the IWK 250, and he's going to join us tonight, and we'll talk about this weekend's race coming up. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans, this is Ernie Irvin. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
From coast to coast, you're listening
to Canada Talks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam. Heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. The official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
It's one of Canada's most prestigious races to win. Saturday, July 14th, it's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. Live from Riverside International Speedway, Antigonish, Nova Scotia, featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, with special guest, NASCAR driver and Fox broadcaster Kenny Wallace.
Class is awesome. It's a lot like a Bristol. Here I come. I'm ready to go. The stars have aligned, and I'll be riding home on the highway.
And Ontario Invaders, J.R. Fitzpatrick, and Jason Hathaway. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, July 14th, it's the IWK 250. It's all live, worldwide, on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
Baseball.
It is gone.
Baseball. Baseball. Every pitch of the 2018 season on SiriusXM. Add your hometown call with dedicated team channels on the SiriusXM app. Plus, expert analysis 24/7 on MLB Network Radio.
This is the type of a deal that wins championships.
Major League Baseball on SiriusXM and MLB Network Radio. Sirius 209, XM 89, and the SiriusXM app.
Racetime Radio to go.
Streaming live or on demand.
Grab the free app
at racetimeradio.com.
Taking you all the way to the track and back.
It's Racetime Radio.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Racetime Radio. I know I told you Donald Chisholm is coming up, and he is going to come up. But, Junior, we got some breaking news out of Jucasa just earlier this week, and it's huge.
Yeah, 100%. I think everybody had the race here in Ontario at Jucasa Motor Speedway circled on their calendar already. They came out with the news earlier this week, and, you know, by the sounds of it, it's going to be the richest late-model race in North America. I'm really looking forward to our next guest here.
Absolutely. Let's welcome him in. We have the general manager from Jucasa Motor Speedway. We got Alex Nagy with us tonight. Alex, how you doing, man?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Hey, some huge news surrounding the Canadian Short Track Nationals coming up September 1st and 2nd at Jucasa. Why don't you tell us about it? Man, this is huge news.
Yeah, it is huge. We're really excited. I mean, like Junior said, when we announced back towards PRI show that we were going to have the Canadian Short Track Nationals and $25,000 to win for the Pro Late Model race, there's been a huge buzz all over North America for sure. But, you know, we've talked about it as a management group over the past month or so, and, we're fortunate, you know, in Canada that we've got, in my opinion, so many great racers that have to go to the States for the most part, except for the great event that your next guest will be hosting next week at Riverside, which is a huge, awesome event in Canada. So, you know, with all our talent we have here, our guys for the most part, head down south in the winter to showcase themselves and race against U.S. guys. And, you know, we just really want to establish something else here because we're proud of our Canadian talent, and we want them to have an event that they're home to for the most part, unless they're traveling from wherever within the country. But it's the Canadian Short Track Nationals is something they can be proud of and have our U.S. friends come join us for an event for a change. So as a management group, my ownership heard that there was a race in California that paid $30,000 to win the winter showdown in the wintertime. And they said, we got to go back to work here and see how we can make this bigger so that we can claim that we are the richest race for late models in North America. So that's what we did. We went back to work. We put a bunch of stuff together. And like you said, we just announced that it's now $50,000 to win, $2,000 to start instead of $25,000. So I mean, that whole weekend is going to be incredible. Just the Saturday show alone with a 100-lap APC race and the Outlaw Super Late Models with the U.S. guys will be coming for that. And then, you know, we'll finish the weekend off on the Sunday, September 2nd, with the Saugeen Shores Transmission 50-lap Superstock race. And there's people from New York and all over the place calling and registering for that. And, of course, the Pro Late Model race, which is going to be, you know, the cherry on the top for the whole weekend. It's going to be unbelievable.
Alex, I know we're quite far out from this, and you know, we've already talked to a number of guests through the off season, through the beginning portion of the season, from both the East Coast and here in Ontario, that already had them, that, you know, the $25,000 to win race circled on their calendar. You know, I believe the number was nine the last time from the East Coast coming across.
Yeah.
And plus all of the guys from here in Ontario. Obviously, with this massive influx of cars, you know, we've done lots of bench racing. We've talked to a bunch of guys, and the number that has been tossed around is in that 65 car range. That was at the $25,000 to win range. Now you add that extra number in, and I imagine that you're going to see an even larger influx of cars come in or throw their hat in the ring. What is the qualifying procedure going to look like? This is an awesome problem to have, but what's the qualifying procedure going to look like? It might look like the Chili Bowl.
Yeah, you know, and you have to keep that fluid, Junior, obviously, because, like you say, depending on the number of entries, so you can't really set it in stone. But, I can tell you that a majority of the field will be qualified by time.
Yep.
Obviously, the plan initially is to have a B main and take a group out of there.
Yep.
If we had to continue to go further with that, then, you know, we will.
Great.
So I don't want to, you know, clamp it down right now based on potential numbers. But, yeah, I mean, there will be a bit of a process to get in, but it will be, like I say, a big chunk will be in by time. We'll get that portion straightened away. Then we'll have a B main for sure. Hey, if we're fortunate enough to have a C main, we'll make it happen. So, you know, whatever we have to do to make it work and put on a good show for our fans and, of course, have to make the teams make sure they have a great, enjoyable day.
Well, for $50,000, you might need a D, an E, and an F as well.
pull out the alphabet.
Yeah, just pull out the alphabet. I'm really looking forward to this, Alex.
Also, you know, what's more Canadian at the Canadian Nationals than on Friday, or I'm sorry, yeah, Friday, August the 31st, having Kim Mitchell play in the band in the pavilion in the campground? It doesn't get much more Canadian than that. So tickets online for that as well. If you have a race ticket, you have a deep discount for the Kim Mitchell ticket on the Friday night. So it's going to be, it's going to be a heck of a weekend for sure. And we're really excited about having everybody visit us. And like you said, the response from the Maritimes has been incredible. Great races out there. So we're so excited to have a group of them coming our way and all the guys from the U.S. So it's, there's going to be some people that we're all going to be surprised with that are going to register. And once we get... we have a list started, and once we get a substantial number down, we'll start posting that so fans can see who's coming. Yeah, I think there's going to be some surprises for all of us.
And building on last year's successes, right? This isn't going to be your first kick at the can, really. Last year when Jocasa opened up, you opened with a big show like this.
Yeah, this is really, like you said, Joe, this is really kind of a spinoff from that, from our opener. You know, our opener, we had the APC cars with the Outlaw Super Late Models. So that show is going to be mimicked on Saturday, like I said, September 1st. But, and then to encompass the whole Canadian Short Track Nationals, then, of course, Sunday is really a whole new show with the Pro Late Models. Of course, the APC guys can stay by and and enter in that race as well, so the cars really can transfer from one race to the other with minimal changes, which was our plan, to make sure the cars in Canada don't have to do a lot of work to be able to race both events. So that's worked out really well. And so it's kind of like you said, it's kind of, you know, it'll be everybody's, you get, you know, you try to develop some marquee events, especially with tracks like ourselves in Riverside where we run all specials, so you establish these marquee events. And obviously this one's going to become one of them, or maybe our biggest one.
I don't know where Kyle Busch is on September 1st and 2nd, but how much you want to bet he's going to try and find a way to Jukasa for September the 2nd? That sounds like a short track race that fits Busch real good.
Yeah, he'd love it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, depending on how you look at it, he'll be at Darlington that weekend. But listen, it's never a perfect date for everybody, but I don't think there'll be any shortage of talent, that's for sure.
I imagine you'll see a KBM car there rolling. I'm not going to lie to you.
A KBM, a Fury, yeah. A little bit of everybody's going to be at this one, I can guarantee it. Or not a little bit of everybody, a whole pile of everybody. Alex, this is tremendous news. It sounds like it's going to be just a dynamite event. I can guarantee you something. These guys at the IWK 250 are going to be definitely taking note to this big news. $50,000 to win and $2,000 to show up. Look out! This is really going to do it.
Yeah, let's hope. You know, we're like you say, we're super excited. I wish that. I mean, we have a great event here, July 14th, with the ISMA Super Modifieds and the ROC Modifieds. Or I'd be heading east to visit Donald and the group there and take in that incredible show as well. But it's not going to work out for me this year. So, but we, you know, really look forward to having a bunch of those folks come see us in September.
Well, the good part is you'll be able to tune in live. Alex, you can follow right along, not miss a lap, at the IWK 250. Just crank it on racetimeradio.com. You got us worldwide, buddy.
Do you think it'll be wrong to miss some calls on the radio because I got my earplugs in listening?
Yeah, you'd be all right.
It's all good. Yeah, get a free pass. You got the general manager card.
Yeah. I get a lot of taps in the shoulder probably.
Yeah. Well, you missed that. Actually, Junior's going to be at that Honda Indy Toronto. And I said, how are you going to do it? You're going to have Andrew Ranger in one ear and the IWK 250 in the other.
Yeah, sounds like Ranger's going to do without.
Hey, one thing I want to point out here. You mentioned that it was $2,000 to show up.
No.
It's not $2,000 to show up.
You're
it's $2,000 right. To start.
To start, correct.
Yeah,
correct.
We get over that 40-car mark and you know, you start paying $2,000 to show up. Man.
Well, okay.
I'll build a car.
Insane that. I know the qualifying isn't laid out, but how many cars will start that big race, Alex? That do we have that determined?
We're toying with a number. I don't want to announce it right now. I can tell you this. We started 38 at the APC race here last August. We can probably start 40 cars here. We'll determine that number. The purse is advertised at 36 right now. But, again, you know, depending on response and everything else, we'll make the field as big as we can without it becoming, you know, unsafe or a nuisance for everybody. So I don't think there's going to be any shortage of good cars, so that shouldn't be a problem. Like I say, starting 38 last August was not an issue whatsoever. So, you know, we're advertised at 36. If we have to expand to 40, we'll do that.
And I'll also send you my invoice because I saved you about $80,000.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Joe. Yeah.
You owe me a beer.
Any chance?
Hey, no problem.
Any chance the winner of the IWK 250, could he get a provisional for this race maybe?
We've never talked about that, us in Riverside. I don't mind, you know, we've got some qualifiers around Ontario for the Superstock race at, we had Tim Burke win at Peterborough. He's got a guaranteed spot in the Superstock race. We got one coming up at Sauble on the 14th, one at Sunset, one at Flamborough, a pro late model race at Flamborough that's a guaranteed starting spot. If Donald and the group wants to do something there, you know what, we could accommodate.
We'll have to stay tuned. Maybe something can develop through the week. We'll definitely have it for you on Race Time. Alex, we'll get you back lots in between now and September 1st and 2nd, because I know the updates will be coming heavy and fast.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Well, we got so much to look forward to. But as mentioned, we do have Donald Chisholm, driver of the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford, on the hotline with us tonight. Donald, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Incredible, man. We're only talking a number of days now before the IWK 250. It's getting ever so close. How's the prep coming for the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford?
Prep's come along pretty good. Racers are never completely ready, I guess. They're always working on stuff. But, we should be in good shape, and we'll get a chance to test the car Thursday night at the open practice, and then, fix it up Friday if need be, and get ready to race Saturday. So, looking forward to it. Hard to believe it's here again for another year.
Always looking for that little bit more speed. Do you think this year's going to be any different, Donald? I know you've won the IWK 250, and man, you got a pile of wins at Riverside in a pro stock car. Do you think it's going to take a little more speed this year to win the IWK or what?
Yeah, I think so. It's there's certainly a handful of guys or more that are capable of winning the race, and the 53 and the 67 seem to have been fast all year, so obviously there'll be two of the guys probably you'll have to beat. But the other side of it is these longer races, they're so long, so sometimes you don't need the fastest car to win the race. You just stay out of trouble and try to be around for the end. So I think it'll be as tough as ever, and first maybe a year ago or so may not cut it this year. So Thursday will be an interesting night just to see where everybody stacks up on the scoreboard. So we'll see what happens Thursday, and then go to work on Friday if need be.
It's a long weekend, really, when you look at the whole scheme of things. You guys do a ton of work in the shop to prep these cars, and kicks off Thursday night with practice. And sometimes you leave there thinking, wow, I've really got it here. I'm on top of the board. But knowing you guys, Donald, you always go back to the shop and try and squeeze just a little bit more out of that.
Yeah, it seems like we just can't leave anything alone. But, Thursday will tell the tale, I think. And if you're close Thursday, then, you probably feel pretty comfortable going into Saturday. If Thursday's a struggle, then you're gonna have a busy day Friday trying to get caught up. So it's a long, busy week, and it's a long, tough race to win. So keeping your head on your shoulders all week and not getting wore out is important too.
Absolutely incredible. You guys really got your work cut out for you. Not only do you get that 89 prepared, we got the 88 at George Koskulik's, and of course the Cap for Kids car. We got Kenny Wallace stepping in, and you guys prep his race machine. You got a lot on your plate. How is everything looking from a grand scheme of things?
It's coming pretty well. Kenny's car is basically ready to go, ready for him to test next Thursday. My car is in good shape. We might get out prior. I don't know. We'll see. But George, I'd say, is still a bit up in the air as far as whether he's going to drive at the 250 or not. He's still got a cast on his left arm, and I know his shoulders are still bothering him from that wreck at Annie Ganesh a few weeks back. So we'll see if he ends up running the show or not, but the three cars will be ready to go.
He's tough as nails, man. I remember the night he went to Victory Lane there. What was that? Just last year, year before, I believe. I got a photo of him pointing to the top of the board with the 88 on top after 150. That guy loves that speedway. You're going to have your work cut out for you just keeping him out of the car.
Yeah, I know he's for everybody, and especially for George, it's his home track, and just lives up the road and has raced there for probably 40 years or more. So it'd be a little disappointing for him, I'm sure, if he's not able to compete. But if he's not, he'll be a big part and be a crew chief for me, and keep everybody on the straight and narrow. So hopefully he can compete, and if not, it's I guess he'll know himself as we get a little closer how he's feeling.
We're with Donald Chisholm tonight, driver of the number 89 Nova Celtic Ford. Andy Ganesh, Nova Scotia, is where he calls home, and Riverside is where he's going to be this weekend, trying to win his second IWK 250. Donald, the history of this race goes all the way back to 1977. When you look over, your days, because of course you're involved at Riverside as from an ownership perspective as well, When you look back over this race, through your childhood even, there's got to be a lot of memorable IWK 250s or the 250 at Riverside, because the history goes all the way back.
Yeah, no, it's... I guess the whole goal was just to try and build that event into something that, you know, was a big event and one that racers from, you know, across the country want to come to and try to win. So, you know, I remember Junior Hanley back in the day racing there. So, you know, those are some cool memories. And even, you know, Scotty Frazier won that, the 250. I don't know if it was 5 years in a row consecutive there for a stretch. So, you know, there's been some cool events, and you know, it's a tough thing to win, but it's sure nice to finally get your name on the John W. Chisholm Memorial Cup as a winner, for sure.
You know, I think back, I spoke with Frank Frazier, Scott's dad, back a couple of years ago, and we were talking about these wins, because of course he had won it as well. He said one of the most memorable nights was when he and Scott were on the racetrack. He said he had the lead and Scott got him. He said if there was anybody to lose to, it would have been him, but it was one of the best races he's ever been in, and it was the IWK 250. A lot of memorable moments, and I know we're going to make some more history next weekend.
Yeah, no, for sure. And like I said, just the goal, the intent was to grow the race and make it one of the premier super late model shows in the country and maybe even North America. So, you know, there's some cool history there already, and like you say, hopefully we can put on some more good shows and make it a bigger event and just try to keep growing it every year.
Now, I know you weren't tuned in just moments ago. We had Alex Nagy on the program talking about UCASA. Man, they upped the purse there. They got $50,000 to win now. I did pose a question to Alex to see if maybe the IWK 250 should have a provisional into that race. What do you think of something like that?
You know, it would... yeah, any of that stuff that you can sort of cross promote or co-promote is probably a good deal for all the parties involved. So, yeah, that's something maybe we should consider going forward. Some slight rule changes, but you know, we raced with those guys last year up there, so it pretty minimal changes for the most part. So, yeah, that might be a cool idea. See if we can do some co-promotion.
So much coming at us, right? We got so many good races still to come, but definitely this one right in front of us is going to be the one that's going to have them talking forever. The IWK 250, you don't want to miss it. Donald, good luck in this race. I know we'll be out there. We fly in on Friday. Can't wait to see you guys, and practice is going to be something that I'm definitely going to be very interested in. I know you love climbing to the top of the board in that one.
Yeah, no, that's a fun night. It's it always helps if your car is bullet fast. So hopefully we can get our work done in the shop and get to the top of the board again.
Well, thanks so much for your time. We sure do appreciate it. We look forward to this weekend, bud.
Okay, thanks a million, Joe, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, we're right up alongside the top of the hour, so we're going to throw it back to Toronto, get you up to date on all your news and highlights. Only takes like 90 seconds, and then we'll be back for hour two tonight here on Racetime Radio. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. We're going to be back with a full hour still to come. Stay with us.
You're listening to Canada Talks on Sirius XM, channel 167.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
Let's see if we got enough fuel to burn this thing down. Come on.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Check a flag here, baby.
All
yeah, baby!
Things racing.
Oh, my God!
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Holy crap, did you see that?
One race at a time.
Left side up.
Jimmy Johnson's blowing the race leader off, too!
It's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, channel 90.
Show them how to burn it down.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
With the two Joes
here on Racetime Radio
on Sirius XM 167,
where Canada
Hot Talks.
And just like that, hour two begins tonight here on Racetime Radio. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. What do you say we get to our next guest? He's one of those Ontario invaders. We have the number 84 of J.R. Fitzpatrick on the hotline. J.R., how's it going? How are you tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're slowly starting to work on the car. I mean, we made a last-minute decision that we're not going to take our APC car. We're going to take the our old faithful and see if we can make it work.
Yeah, there's probably nothing wrong with that, JR. It doesn't seem to matter what rolls out your shop. The car goes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that car has a lot of speed. It's been really fast. It's just, the last time I had it at Flamborough, it was, you know, probably, again, the quickest car there. And then I just made a silly mistake trying to get used to those, 35-lap races. But at least it held together. So, I mean, I think going to the 250, I think we got a car that can run up front. At least I hope so. As long as it stays together, I think we'll have a really good shot.
JR, we were talking earlier. Did you ever win a NASCAR Canadian Tire Series race at Riverside?
No, I finished second like four times.
Ah, that's right. So the only win you've got there is actually in a pro stock car.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that, especially knowing that racetrack and feeling what a pro stock is like around there. You got to be pretty happy heading into this one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's been a few years since I've been there, and obviously everybody gets better every year. And you know, when I was there last, they were on coil binding, so you know, it was a little more suiting my style, I think. I was a little more comfortable with coil binding stuff, and obviously I was in fantastic equipment. So now that everybody's on bump stops, they're all familiar with the tire. They're all familiar with the shock. So we'll be playing catch-up because, I mean, I'm not going to be able to get out and test at all before I get out east anyway. I'll test on a Thursday night with the shock package and what we think might work, and if not, you'll see springs and rubbers flying everywhere.
Well, you're not shy to make changes on a race car, so that's good. And you can usually give some pretty decent feedback. JR, looking at the Pro Stock Tour, it's funny that they just did this, but a couple weeks back there was an incident and they have outlawed shifting on restarts. Were you a shifter on restarts prior to that? I know the APC series is the same type of way, correct?
Yeah, you're not supposed to shift in ABC, and I know some guys do, but when I ran the Pro Stock deal down there, I shifted every restart, and I think Ken Cunning was not happy about it.
That's why I bring it up.
But, I mean, I have a lot of experience with shifting and whatnot, but, yeah, I heard somebody misses a shift and caused a massive pileup. But, you know, that's a really tough thing to try and police, so, you can never assume anyone's shifting unless you can literally hear it, but I mean, I think overall it's a good deal, but, you know, the easiest way to do that is just allow them to run those Burr transmissions, and no one will shift ever, because, I mean, you got Jericho's and any transmission you want, it's pretty easy to shift those cars.
Yeah, absolutely. JR, your crew has been very stout. Every time we've seen you, whether it be in Victory Lane or whether it be, leading up to it, you've got a strong group of guys with you here in Ontario. Are you bringing the same group of guys with you out east?
Yep. They're all coming. We're all camping for the week. The only guy that unfortunately can't make is my spotter, Steven, because he'll be with the Pinty's boys. So I got to fill in for out there. And, obviously we're just organized, you know. Like, we spent all winter making sure everything was in line, everything's in row. We got, you know, everyone's got a job. And, you know, when things go smooth, obviously it looks, and it does go smooth. So, I mean, it's been, we've had really good practices every time we raced APC, and we're getting better at the qualifying stuff, and we showed a lot of speed early, and we're working on our long-term stuff, so, our long-run stuff. So we'll be trying some stuff at this IWK 250, and it's going to be nice to get into a race again where I'm more familiar with, you know, being able to save some and ride around, yet knowing that, you know, you have a shot at some adjustments and tires and whatnot. So the long races are definitely in my wheelhouse. It's just, obviously, the Pro Stock Tour has amazing competition. I heard 39 cars, I mean, it's gonna be tough, man. I'm excited though. It's gonna be a lot of fun. No pressure.
No
go
pressure.
Have some fun.
That's right. No pressure until you strap in, and then all the pressure falls on your shoulders because you want to go win it, right?
Yeah, and I mean the heat race draw thing. I wish they still did time trial, but I understand they're trying to put a show on for the fans, and everybody knows there's a lot of people that go. So I'm just pumped I get to actually go, man. It's actually happening.
Absolutely. Looking at your season so far in the APC series, you know, you're leading the points right now, and you've had some of your best runs that you've had in a long time in behind the wheel of that 84 car. Looking at you know, the previous weekend at Delaware Speedway, we got to kind of reflect back a little bit. You drove all the way up to the front. You were riding around on the outside, putting on one hell of a show with that 52 car, and things just kind of faded back a little bit towards the end. Do you figure that in a race with the 250 where you can slap some tires on, it would have been a different outcome last Friday night?
I think I would have been a little more patient because, you know, I had a really good car at the beginning. Like, our car was really fast in qualifying and practice, so I was pretty antsy to get back up there because the inversion with points and whatnot, like, I'm not really in favor of it, so it kind of bothered me that I earned the pole and I had to start eighth. But, you know, we got up to the front and led some laps. And like I said, you know, I've said on my social media stuff that Jake Sheridan, even Triton Lockridge, you know, we put on awesome racing because it's just, that goes to show you at a racetrack where there's no two groove racing that it can happen. I mean, if the guy on the bottom respects the guy on the top, and the same goes for the guy on the top respects the guy on the bottom, that's the kind of show you can have. And I mean, some of the other guys were racing like just complete idiots. Like, it was pathetic. Like, I was getting so angry because you'd be at their door and they chop you, or they go three wide, or just stupid. Like, I understand, like, moving people, that's different, that's just short track racing. But, you know, being demolicious and going three wide on lap 10 and sticking people in the fence is just that's not racing.
No, it's uncalled for, right?
Yeah, and it's a big piss off for people that work on their own stuff, because, you know, like, you know, knock on wood, I've had a really good season this year and everything's falling our way. We've been in top five every race and I haven't even wrecked a fender. So I mean, that's the goal, to keep things in one piece, just collect points and keep that championship. You know, I understand that, you know, with the penalties have happened, obviously put us in this position, but even with Brandon being as dominant as he is, we're still the only guy to beat him, and we would still only be, I think, like 5 points behind him. So nevertheless, we're still a team that has our stuff together.
We're with J.R. Fitzpatrick tonight on Racetime Radio, getting ready for the IWK 250 next weekend at Riverside International Speedway. It's the ultimate short track race, Canada's ultimate short track race, and we got J.R. heading for it. J.R., you're coming off a super late model win, too. We can't forget about that. Sunset Speedway last weekend, you're coming off a big one there.
Yeah, I mean, I got asked to, fill in for Brandon. Because unfortunately he couldn't make it. He had other commitments of some sort. So yeah, I mean, you know, the practice started out as a bit of a struggle. The car was pretty tight for my liking, and I guess whether that's how Brandon likes it or whatnot, I don't know, but it just was not suiting my style whatsoever. So went to work hard and changed everything. I mean, like, a lot of stuff. So yeah, I mean, once that sun went down and we freed it up a ton, it really came to life in that feature. I mean, I was like 2.5 tenths quicker than I qualified. So it was really nice to get out and try and support that Outlaw class because, you know, obviously they are still my favorite race car. You know, but like old times, nothing's really changed there. You still got the crybabies. You still got the guys that want to see it do well, but you still got a couple crybabies that are kicking around in there.
Well, you don't have to worry about them this weekend at the IWK 250. When do you take that trailer and head out the door?
Well, we're planning on leaving Saturday, and we're going to drive New Brunswick, and then we'll be there sometime Sunday, and we'll be camping all week, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, there's going to be like a train of us going, and we'll take in some sights, some scenery, and I'm just excited and a little nervous to get on the track on Thursday.
Now, if all goes well, if memory serves me correct, you're going to run the next weekend as well, correct?
Well, we're at Flamborough next weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I really wanted to try to get to Petty in New Brunswick sometime, but I believe that's the same weekend now as I'm racing in Newfoundland, so I don't think that'll happen now.
I gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
So you got lots on your schedule, 250 laps. How are you going to approach this one?
I mean, I hope we can show up and we're fast. That's going to be the first, you know, kick of the can because, you know, it kind of, I get nervous in a way only because I feel like when I'm going with my own program, which I know we have stout cars, even this Hampke, like, yeah, I'm saying, oh, it's old and I don't know if it's going to be good, but I can tell you right now, I'll make sure that car is good when we get to that racetrack because, like you said, we're really kind of old school in terms of throwing adjustments at it, just big changes till you feel it. And but I just don't want everybody to think that it's going to be like when I ran that Ron McGilvery 150 because, you know, obviously we were really stout there. I mean, we pretty well dominated that event, and it's definitely not going to be like that. You know, the field has tightened up so much in the last few years, so I think I'm just going to try and ride around, save my equipment, and make sure for the last 75 or so that I'm primed and ready to go.
Now, you have ran the Sportsman race, the Friday night race. Has the phone rang at all? Is anybody looking for maybe a guy like you to jump into the Sportsman car for the Friday race? Because the laps wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been asked yet, but you never know what can happen. You know, I remember a couple times, on a couple occasions, I got a call right when I landed in Halifax to come race a legend car on the Friday night of the Pinty's event. And I did that twice and finished second twice. I mean, even a legend car, like anything, man. I'd race anything. You guys know that.
Yeah,
100%.
Hey, laps are good. Don't matter what it's in, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I always say it's a challenge to try to beat the best of the best in that division. So no matter what division it is, it's always a challenge to try and beat the best of the best.
Now, JR, obviously you've done lots of laps down south. Have you ever turned any laps against Kenny Wallace?
Oh, yeah. I raced him quite a few times. And my biggest memory of Kenny Wallace would be when we were at Road America, and I think, I don't know, I qualified, like, I don't know, like, let's just say we were right beside each other. He was on the outside, and I was on the inside, and you know, he just put his arm around me and said something along the lines of, like, if I knew what was good for me, I would just coast on in there, make sure I don't wreck his day, and I'd put on a good impression. Well, you know, on road courses, I didn't have to worry about that because I just drove right on by him. You know, I doubt Kenny remembers me. You know, those guys see so many people, but, you know, Kenny Wallace is an awesome dude. You know, he's what you see on TV is what he's really like. He's not fake at all, and he loves racing. So I can appreciate that about him, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what he's got in a late model.
Oh, buddy, trust me when I say Kenny Wallace remembers you. He does.
Especially when you drove it off in there, Burger King deep.
I think that's what he might have been referring to.
JR, this is going to be dynamite having you in this IWK 250. It's truly going to be a dream come true for not only you, but a lot of fans. They've been dying to see you back out there in a pro stock. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I've had quite a few people saying that they're excited that I'm coming back, I'm pumped. You know, obviously last year I would want to have gone, but not with the luck I had. So, I mean, everything going our way this year, and I feel a little more confident in the cars. You know, I've had a lot of seat time in them this year. And I just feel like we just got a good program, and we're building on it. We're getting stronger every week, and I'm ready. Let's get at it.
Absolutely. JR, thanks so much for your time tonight on Race Time. We're looking forward to seeing you out there. Have a safe trip, and we'll see you Thursday night for practice at Riverside.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
You bet. That's JR Fitzpatrick, driver of the number 84. He's going to be dynamite in that car, Joe.
It's going to be 84B this time.
The 84.
The 84A is the other car.
Yeah,
so this is 84B.
Yeah.
That's how he keeps on referring to it. So it should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it. And obviously, I got a pull for him. I like the kid a lot. And, you know, it's going to be pretty neat to see what he can do out there. Anybody that we have talked to tonight, K can win the race. That's kind of the neat part. And you know, the list goes on and on out back that we haven't talked to that can also win.
Oh, yeah. Like two-time winner John Fleming. He is amazing behind the wheel of that 97. And the cool part is Fleming has really stepped back in this year on a full-time basis. He is really looking good. At the beginning of the year, his car was missing something. I don't know what. But he was having electrical trouble, and there was little gremlins all over the place. But I'll tell you what, the last race out, watching the 97, he is going to be dialed for this IWK 250. He's got to be one to keep your eye on. The 18 of Darren McKinnon, that guy is Mr. Consistency. He is going to be another one that has won this race. He did it in 2011. He's going to be very, very interesting to watch. Ken Vincent, two-time winner, brand new race car. We've talked to him. He hasn't had a lot of success so far this year. He is chomping at the bit to get to the IWK.
Yeah, 100%. The list goes on and on with new equipment. Cole Butcher just unloaded a new piece a couple weeks back.
Yeah, yeah.
He was really excited about getting over to Riverside. And obviously, when he got there, he was really good. So it'll be really interesting to see who rises to the top, not only through Thursday, but I think, you know, as these guys get a chance to work on their cars, dial it in. I wouldn't doubt that you see Kenny Wallace in that top five as soon as they unload. And it'll go from there.
We haven't seen Cassius Clark yet in 2018 in the Pro Stock Tour. We're going to see him at the IWK 250. He'll be back in that King Racing 13 car. That car got destroyed 3 weeks, a month ago. I believe he's back into that race car. So it's going to be interesting. Cassius Clark has never had real good success at the IWK 250. And he's had loads of success going into Riverside. Wonder what it's going to look like this year when he steps in, and this is the one that they're focusing in on. This could be crazy.
You know, when you look at Rowley's program, they're stout everywhere every time that they unload. And I think that this year, when you look at where they've raced, how they've done it, they've taken a very strategic, focus on the 250s in the Maritimes.
The IWK 250, the spotlight goes on this race for a reason. You're going to see the best of the best in the Maritimes at this racetrack, and it's just going to be super exciting. It comes up this coming weekend, July 12th through the 14th, and you don't want to miss it. We'll have live coverage for you every single lap, including the pre-race, all the way to flag-to-flag and post-race. We're going to have it all for you live on racetimeradio.com, so you won't miss a lap, but you really should be at the racetrack. If there's any way possible to get to Riverside Speedway next weekend, be there. You won't believe your eyeballs. It's amazing, to say the least. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, Jason Hathaway is going to join us. He's also heading for the IWK 250. This will be his second kick at the can, and he's going to do it this coming weekend, but he's going to join us before he heads. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment with Jay Hathaway.
Hey, race fans, this is Larry Berrio, and you're listening to Race Time Radio on Sirius XM, Channel 167, Canada Talks.
From coast to coast, you're listening to Canada Talks.
Mad Dog Sports Radio is opinionated, passionate sports talk with a bite from the hijinks of the morning men.
I bet your parents do too. They go big bulk shopping.
Hey, so I got 50 jars of duck sauce.
We don't even eat duck sauce,
but I got a good deal.
To the inside of Adam Schein.
Bill Belichick is the best coach in the history of sports.
Not NFL.
Sports.
And the animated energy of the Mad Dog himself,
Mad Dog.
Christopher Russo.
This is the channel to talk about your favorite sports team. Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, or anytime on the SiriusXM app.
Race Time Radio is fueled by BP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. K&K Insurance, insuring the world's fun. Dawson Dental Centers, get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca. And by Bobbleheads Canada. Visit BobbleheadsCanada.ca.
It's one of Canada's most prestigious races to win. Saturday, July 14th. It's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. Live from Riverside International Speedway, Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour. With special guests, NASCAR driver and Fox broadcaster Kenny Wallace.
Track is awesome. It's a lot like a Bristol. Here I come. I'm ready to go. The stars have aligned, and I'll be riding home on the highway.
And Ontario Invaders, J.R. Fitzpatrick, and Jason Hathaway. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, July 14th. It's the IWK 250. It's all live, worldwide, on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam.
If you stop for 1 minute and think that you're going to stay ahead, you are absolutely kidding yourself, because everybody in that garage is trying to catch up. So as a team, when you have an advantage, you have to make sure that you motivate your people and make sure you reiterate to your people, we have to keep pushing forward, because if you sit on your hands, you will get left behind in this deal in about 6 weeks.
Happy Hours with Kevin Harvick and Matt Yoakam. Heard exclusively on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Racetime Radio. Only on SiriusXM 167. We get you closer.
Racetime Radio is brought to you by the Quality Inn Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew. Also by APX Racewear, the motorsports leader in custom crew apparel and fire suits. Also by the Wooden Door Bistro.
If you've got the need for speed,
they're racing door to door in turn four,
then you've come to the right place.
It's Racetime Radio
with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you tonight on Racetime Radio. So glad you could tune in here on SiriusXM, Channel 167. I know I told you Jay Hathaway is coming up next, but he's not. He's coming up right after this guest. We're going back to the hotline. We're going to bring in the driver of the number 67, and he was the winner of last year's IWK 250. Of course, I'm talking about Dylan Blankhorn, and we got him on the hotline. Dill, how you doing? Fantastic, my friend. Well, you are the defending champion of the IWK 250. It's a huge race to win, Dylan. You went and did it last year.
Yeah, no, for sure. First of all, thanks for having me on. I don't know. I still don't think it's sunk in yet. I sat in the stands as a kid, you know, one day dreaming, winning the race. Never could imagine it coming true, though.
Amazing, Dylan, to say the least. You guys in that 67 crew, you've had good success off the beginning of this season, a brand new race car, and you're making that thing go just as good as that last one.
Oh, man, no, I'm pretty excited. You know, we spent a lot of time on this car. It's pretty close to the last year's car. Just, you know, it's probably three or four little tiny changes. Obviously, I think each one helped out, though. So, this car, I don't know, it just seems to work a little. We struggled last year on flat tracks, I found, you know, Riverside and Petty, kind of the tracks that had a little bit more banking. We kind of excelled at, but Halifax, we struggled, so we finally got a car that turns good in the flat track, so I'm pretty excited.
Now, Dylan, I know the last time out, you guys had a little bit of an incident, backed it up into the fence, and took home a little bit of damage that you weren't really expecting. How bad was the car the last time out? And also, is it the same piece that you're planning on bringing to the IWK? Because it sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a hard hit. Just the way we hit the wall, just kind of a bad deal. You know, the spotter, I was on the front stretch, and, you know, he said there's a slow car in the back stretch. So, I mean, we had about the time. It was no one's fault. You know, he kind of was going into three, and he started going low, and I kind of committed to the high line, and he kind of started moving up the last minute, and I was kind of committed, and, you know, it's a bad deal, got in the marbles and kind of backed in the wall, and And he tore it up pretty good, just, you know, the way it hit. It's, you know, the race cars, they're built to be pretty light nowadays, so it doesn't take much.
They
unfortunately, we're in the shop right now. We're putting a clip on the car. We don't have a jig or anything like that. We just kind of got it leveled up on the surface plate. We got all the rails cut off of right now, just trying to de-stress everything. I got a rear clip aired in by the Van Doren crew down in Michigan. We're cutting and welding. I think we'll get her back to as good as it was. It was pretty badass piece there this year so far.
Dylan, they say time flies when you're having fun, and it seemed like time flew a little too quick when you jumped out to the outside, right?
that track, you know, it's fast, it's small, it's racy, and stuff happens pretty quick there. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, I take full responsibility for it. I hate it for all the guys. You know, we're busting our ass right now trying to get the thing, you know, good to go. I think everyone would much rather, you know, work on them to try to make them go faster, you know, not try to fix them.
Dylan, how important would practice be on Thursday night? Things are going to liven up at Riverside International Speedway on Thursday night. Is practice super important for a guy like you that has, you know, maybe got a notebook and has had success there? Or is it something that you are really striving to get to?
I don't know. I think it just kind of sets the pace for the weekend. If you kind of close up the trailer Thursday night and pretty happy, I think the weekend's going to go better for you. So I'm a big fan of practice. You know, I like practice as much as I can. You know, trying to figure out that, you know, a little trick or advantage you can find over the competitors is huge. You know, and especially, you know, if you set fast time up there, you know, it kind of makes everyone worried. So I like doing that too.
Yeah, get into their heads a wee bit. That always helps.
Oh yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something. I'm thinking. Yeah, we're gonna cut this car up and put a clip on it. And there's a few things. There's one thing I wanted to try in the back end anyway. So I think we're gonna get a chance to try it and, you know, hopefully pick up a little bit more speed.
Now, how much of your notes will make it back to Van Doren in Michigan? Do they sort of download and say, hey, Dill, how did this work or how did that work? Are they taking the information that you're going to provide and applying it to maybe cars out of their shop?
They help me out a ton, you know. I've learned a lot from Butch and Johnny about everything. We do test a lot. I find he even says a lot of the stuff that I like doesn't really relate to any other driver, so I'm not too sure, you know. I think we both kind of, he definitely taught me a lot, but I think we both kind of learn off each other. You know, I'll try something one weekend, and, you know, I'll be like, oh, you should try it, and, you know, he's like, yeah, don't you know that worked, and then he'll try something, and I'll try it, and it's pretty fun talking back and forth.
Dylan, would you rather leave Riverside with the points lead or holding the checkered flag if you had to pick one?
Checkered flag all day long.
I knew it. You all you drivers are the same.
Oh yeah. No. it was a pretty special race, so I'm like, it's just a whole different atmosphere. You know, I go every year just expecting, you know, last year was pretty cool. I don't know how they can top it, but it just seems they just every year they bring something different and new, and it's just exciting. It's just an exciting weekend.
Dylan, obviously it takes an army to make these cars go around the racetrack, not only on the crew side, but also on the sponsorship side. Do you do anything fun with your sponsors out at the racetrack for the IWK, or do you kind of stick closer to home for those types of events?
Man, I don't want to brag or anything, but I probably definitely got the coolest sponsor on the whole tour. Tony Quinn, the whole family is just they're a great group of people. The whole family is just really neat. It's been a pleasure getting to know them the last few years. So we spend time with them. You know, they're obviously on the car again this year. Last year we went on the boat trip there last year. Well, we haven't done that. We'll have to talk to them. We'll have to get that on the go here. One of our off weekends.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Friday night is a big Napa Sportsman Series race. And we've seen you, Dylan, run the Friday night show. It's 150 laps. Do you think we'll see you in Friday night's show next weekend for IWK 250 weekend?
Yeah, no, for sure. Craig, you know, he runs Petty Raceway. He was nice enough there this winter to let me take his, you know, he's a pretty top-notch sportsman car. We've been busy with the pro stock, so we haven't got to run it yet, so I think we're going to make the debut this weekend at the 150 on the Friday night deal. It's, I think it kind of gives me an advantage, you know. I kind of, it's a long race. 150, you know, it's a long race. It kind of gives me a heads up, you know, what the track's going to do. So, you know, I don't mind at all running the Friday night races. It's a lot of fun.
I feel bad for your tire guy this weekend. You got practice Thursday. You got a pro stock. You're not a pro stock. You got a sportsman race on Friday, and you also race on Saturday, and with a whole boatload of tires for the IWK race. Your tire guy, he deserves a raise after this weekend. Just so you know,
yeah,
he gets two cheeseburgers.
I don't know about you guys, but the Budweiser is what all these guys get.
Yeah, well, that, and you know what? They earn it all. And so do you, Dylan, behind the wheel. You're always magic in these races. There's you, the 53. You two guys seem to find one another on that racetrack. And I don't know of two cars that race each other harder. But I'll tell you what, it's worth the price of admission just watching you guys.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's funny because it seems, you know, every heat race we're the side by side, or, you know, he's starting in front of me or right behind me. It's a tough deal, you know, racing with friends or stuff like that. You know, we used to be good friends, but I get a lot of respect for Cole. You know, we definitely had our outs, but this year it's been a lot of fun racing side by side with him, and I look forward to it with the rest of the season.
Well, it's going to be dynamite. You guys will load in probably Thursday. I guess it'll depend on how the repairs go.
Yeah, no, we're still going to thrash on it. We just set the rear end in there. We're going to try to test somewhere this week and then see what we have and go off Thursday night and really, really kind of find out where we stand.
And just so you know, if your guys are already getting Budweiser, that's a raise over Lucky Lager. So maybe you could get them some MGD for this weekend or something.
Yeah, no, we got the best in the business. So,
two-time IWK 250 champion, man, that has a ring to it, Dylan.
Yeah, that'd be something. You know, I don't know. I think we definitely got the people to do it, the people behind us to do it. So. You know, we're going to try to repair the car as good as we can, and I guess it's up to me.
Well, last year you went out and topped Mark Martin, and I know he was one of your NASCAR heroes. This year you got a chance to go out and wax Kenny Wallace.
Yeah, no, he's I never met him, but what I hear, he can drive anything. So I definitely look forward to trying to learn as much as I can and hopefully racing side-by-side with him.
Dylan, this has been great catching up with you tonight. Man, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for the IWK 250. And this preview tonight is extra special. We had the champion from last year on. Good luck in this year's edition. And I know we're going to have every single lap of competition that you guys are going to do this weekend. Good luck and get that car put together, man.
I can't wait to see everyone this weekend. Thanks for having me on.
You want to believe it. That's Dylan Blankhorn, driver of the 67. Joe, he's going to be a threat. I guarantee it.
This is a stacked lineup tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
You got Dylan Blankhorn, IWK winner from last year. You got Donald Chisholm, one-time winner, but also a champion in the Parts for Trucks Tour. You've got Jason Hathaway, you know, one basically everything under the sun on late model side, the current APC leader in J.R. Fitzpatrick. I don't think you can get a much more stacked lineup. Now, Paul doesn't have any of those credits beside him, but awesome promoter is right there.
Yeah, well, none of that would happen without a guy like Paul.
Absolutely, 100%.
He keeps it all glued together.
Yep.
You got to see this guy in action at the racetrack. I've watched him for a number of years now. And he just amazes me. I'll tell you what, when the green flag comes out for the IWK 250, if you look around and you happen to see Paul McLean, he's the guy propped up in the corner. His job is done as soon as the green flag comes out. Incredible. Okay. We have got another break upon us, and we will be back in just a few moments. I believe Jason Hathaway is going to be the guy we're going to have on the other side of this break.
That's what you said last time.
I know. You never know. Stay with us here tonight on Race Time.
I'm John Roberts from Speed in the Hub. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
I've been working like a dog with my nose.
It's one of Canada's most prestigious races to win. Saturday, July 14th. It's Canada's ultimate short track race, the IWK 250. Live from Riverside International Speedway, Antigonish, Nova Scotia, featuring the stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour, with special guest, NASCAR driver and Fox broadcaster Kenny Wallace.
Track is awesome. It's a lot like the Bristol. Here I come. I'm ready to go. The stars have aligned, and I'll be riding home on the high pen.
And Ontario Invaders, J.R. Fitzpatrick and Jason Hathaway. Live coverage begins at 5 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, July 14th. It's the IWK 250. It's all live, worldwide, on racetimeradio.com. For tickets and info, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
Racetime Radio is brought to you in part by Holiday Inn Express, New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast crew for the IWK 250.
Let's see if we got enough fuel to burn this thing down. Come on.
Nobody gets you closer to the drivers than SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Stick a flag here, baby.
All
yeah, baby!
Things big run. Racing.
Oh, my God!
SiriusXM NASCAR Radio.
Holy crap, did you see that?
One race at a time.
Left right up.
Jimmy Johnson's blowing the race leader off, too!
It's all on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio, Channel 90.
Show them how to burn it down.
Or on your phone when you get out of the car with the SiriusXM app.
Taking you all the way to the track and back. It's Race Time Radio. Sirius XM 167. Now, here's Joe.
And we are back with you tonight on Race Time Radio. Don't know whether you tuned in on Sirius XM Channel 167 or maybe racetimeradio.com. Or maybe you're tuned in on the PerformanceMotorsportNetwork.com. Hello to you. And how about Gearhead Country Radio? There's all those different ways. And if you happen to have missed the program and you want to listen to it on your time, you can go to listen on demand at racetimeradio.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. We're also available there. Just hit subscribe. And you know what? You're never going to have to worry about it. As soon as we do a show, it gets uploaded right to you. So you'll always be fresh on Race Time Radio, and you won't start down the lap, right, Junior?
That's right.
You're going to be busy next weekend. You and Andrew Ranger, your driver, you guys are going to be Honda Indy Toronto.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. As a spotter, I'm not looking forward to it at all because they put you in the stupidest spot possible. You can't see anything.
Can't see anything.
You're clear. That's about it. I am literally no help. But, we just came off a really good run, obviously, over at Chaudière and, you know, picked up the win. And it was a rain-shortened win, but a win's a win. And I think that, you know, looking at how fast Ranger has been at the Honda Indy Toronto and, you know, how fast Lacroix has been, Tagliani, I think you're shaping up for a hell of a race at the Honda Indy Toronto. And as well, you can't count out the speed that LP Dumoulin has found this year.
Yeah. The guy's been magic.
He has been. He's been, you know, he's got a big old horseshoe up there, but he's also fast. He's got the speed. So, when you look at the speed that LP has had, those top five right there, they're going to put on a whale of a show for the fans at Indy. I'm really looking forward to getting there, getting back, and we're heading in with momentum. And, the first time in a long time that Ranger's coming off a win. And I don't know if you remember the last time, but he went on a tear.
Yeah,
he did. And, you know, where you know, it kind of ended in 2016 there. But, you know, he was winning three or four a year for quite a while there. So, Ranger, he's got an extra pep in his step. I was talking to him last night, and, you know, Whitey as well. And the whole team is really fired up to get to Toronto. So.
Well, you get onto the streets of Toronto, and those passing zones are few and far between. And when you get into those turns, you can't avoid the contact.
Exactly.
It's there.
The Ranger was a prime example of that last year with Tagliani. And, you know, he ended up going into the fence backwards and ended up tearing up his stuff, and then as well Tagliani ended up getting a penalty for it, so kind of handed the lead over to Lacroix, and it's the same story you see year after year at Toronto Indy. It's about staying out of the wrecks, but you know, they seem to find you at a street course like Toronto, or another place that's very similar is Trois-Rivières, right? They're both street courses, very technical. You have to be very smooth, but you also have to be very aggressive, because track position is king. The Indy, what you roll off with is what you got at the end, unless you had a flat tire or something catastrophic happened. You're not turning right and coming down that pit road. So, you know, it's a very different race. I just love it because you're downtown Toronto, and you've been there. You've been to the Indy a number of times. And if anything, it's just super cool to see the Indy cars rip through there. It's pretty cool to see, you know, some of the speeds that they do. And, you know, they're doing 180, 185 miles an hour, upwards of 200 miles an hour, things like that are going to be taking place. So a bunch of road racing. I'm an oval guy, though. There's no qualms about it. Definitely going to be exciting. Well, and Hinch, Wickens is a rocket ship over there in Toronto.
Oh, yeah. But Hinch, he really wants to win Toronto. He's speaking with James Hinchcliffe a bunch of times, especially talking about Toronto. He's born and raised in Oakville.
Exactly.
And he used to sit in the grandstand at this race.
Yep.
He can't wait for the Honda Indy Toronto.
For sure.
It's going to be cool. Okay, let's get back to the hotline. Let's grab that Jason Hathaway. Jay, how are you tonight?
Hey, good, guys. Just enjoying a night out tonight before we head out east for actually, we're out there all week. A little bit of vacation and get some racing in along the way and meet all kinds of East Coast fans.
Buddy, you've been out there. You and Jamie have been out there just about as much as I have. We're starting to look like residents out there.
Well, you never know. Might have to find a place out there.
Yeah, no kidding. Man, you've got that number three. You had it all prepared. Let's go back just a little bit here. The Ron McGilvery 150 didn't quite go the way anybody planned. Man, we had the big one right off the start. How bad was the number three, and is it all, I take it, it's all repaired?
Oh, yeah, it's all repaired. It's ready to go, actually. It's getting some fresh decals tomorrow and new Kubota decals for sponsorship for that IWK race, and it's ready to go. It's it was nose, you know, body panels, front end, rack, spindle, all the fun stuff, and racing stock cars at short, tight ovals. So it's all part of it. It's the way it goes. It's nothing that anybody wanted to happen, and it just happens, and we move on. So it's too bad we didn't get the race. Quite a long drive to get out there, not to race 50 feet, but that's the way it goes.
Incredible. Man, oh, man. Your luck's got to turn. You know, you look back to last year's IWK 250, and you were the guy to beat. You set the fast time. You were on the pole, and you led quite a bit of that race.
Yeah, we got leads and laps. We had a good car. We had a fuel pump issue at that race that kind of dogged us all night, really, and we had it fixed. I thought we were real good last week or 2 weeks ago at the 150 there. I thought we had a good car, a real good balanced car in practice. I think we were P3 in practice. And, you know, I thought we would have had something for Butcher and Blankhorn and some of the guys. When it come down to it, we just didn't get a chance to race. So what I did get to do is get on top of the hauler and watch some of the race and kind of see where guys you know, where guys are good and where guys are bad. So that was something I picked up on by just watching.
One thing I will say, Jay, is all your luck, all your bad luck. You had three back to back to back with some bad luck. You got a whole pile of good luck last year at Jucasa when you went out and obliterated the field and won both 75 lappers over there. This year, now it's your time for the IWK, I think.
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's been the effort since I built this car. I mean, I built this car to win the IWK. That's honestly the only reason I built it. And to have a little bit of fun, but it's a pretty big event for racing in late models in Canada, and to have a racetrack that Chisholm family supplied for us racers that have a great facility, it's a lot of fun to go out there. So I'd go out there a lot more if I could, but two times a year is enough right now.
Absolutely, sitting on top of the stand last week. Or the week prior, I guess, over in Chaudière. By the sounds of it, you're going to have a familiar ear in your voice standing up top as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm bringing in the A team for sure. You know, we're there to win a trophy and win some money. So, bringing in Jeff Cutler, he's going to spot for us. He's got a truck win this year already for the NASCAR series. So, we're bringing two of our NASCAR Pidgeys guys as well. We're gonna have our A game for sure when we get to Antigonish and get to Riverside.
Jay, this is an extended distance race for the Parts for Trucks teams. They're used to running, the IWK 250, the Cat 250, are two highlights of their season. When it comes time for those extended distance races like a 250, it's not really that long for a guy like you coming out of the NASCAR Pindy Series. You guys run 300 laps, 250s. Are kind of common ground. Is it, when you're running these longer races, is it more of a mental thing in saving that race car to get to the end? Or how do you approach it? Because you got a great formula and lots of success in doing these distance races.
Yeah, I like to save whatever I can throughout the race. And a 250 kind of plays in kind of what I've raced most of my life, so... honestly, a 100 lapper, a 75 lapper, even a 150 really isn't enough for me. I mean, I'd rather run a 250 or 200 or 300. So that plays into the way that I like to set my car up and the way I like to race. So I think anybody who was at Jucasa last year and watched me run, the first one, I sat back for the first 20 laps and kind of let things shake out. And then I started to pick off each guy and move my way to the front. So, I like the 250 roll. You got a break in the middle, and everybody's got a chance for an adjustment and some tires and get after it again for another 125. So it kind of fits my mold. So hopefully if I get a little luck on my side and get the car dialed in, we'll be in good shape.
All you drivers say that same thing. Yeah, we save. Horse manure. You guys just go out there and dig the entire race. Don't even lie to us.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm hoping somebody believes it. That's
listening. Yeah. Hey, is that big Kubota hauler going to follow you out? I know I seen it for the Ron McGilvery 150. Man, what a machine. Fans get a chance to walk through that. Is it coming with you again for the IWK?
Actually, no, it's not this time. They were out there, the Kubota folks were out there with us in June. They're going to be at Spruce Meadows. They'll be out there for a few days, so they won't be doing this. But it'll just be me and some of my crew guys. Got the little hauler because the NASCAR team's the Toronto Indy, so they're going to take care of Cole Powell and the NASCAR deal out there. And we got our late model team going, so we got another doubleheader for Ed Atkinson Racing going on.
Oh, you gotta love it. And the cool part is, they're not gonna miss a lap of you in that three car. They're gonna be able to tune in live on racetimeradio.com. They won't miss a lap, because I bet, Jay, this is gonna be an exciting IWK 250. I got a sneaky suspicion with you, Jeff, and the scenario that you guys got and the experience you've got, man, you're gonna be one of those guys that everybody's gonna have to keep their eye on.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. There's a lot of good competition that's there week in and week out of the Maritime Pro Stock Series. I mean, I follow pretty close. Obviously, I got some friends. I'm friends with Donald Chisholm and John Fleming and some of the boys, so follow them pretty close. But, the Blankhorns, the Butchers, and some of these guys, they got their stuff together. So I wouldn't say I'm a wash by, you know, walk in and peel this thing off for a win, but I'm sure they'll know I'm there.
I tell you what, Jason, you picked the right guy. I got to say this before the end of this interview. You picked the right guy to step out and let wheel your Pinty Series side. Cole Powell is going to carry that number three legacy for a very long time by every account. He's doing a whale of a job in that number three car. Every time I look at it, I still think you're behind the wheel. But you got to kind of remind yourself, man, that kid's up on the wheel right now.
Yeah, he is. He's doing a great job. You know, I'd like to say it's almost hand-picked when they came to us looking for an opportunity in the Pinty's deal. And, you know, we turned a few away, and he was a kid that I've kind of watched and, you know, grew up down in his area and know what he's all about. So I'm not nervous at all when he's in the car, and I do actually enjoy watching him wheel the three. So it's almost kind of fun watching from the outside now, watching the whole team progress and where we are. So Toronto Indy is going to be a tough little racetrack, road course, street course for our team and Cole. But, you know, if we can get out of there with a top 10 and move on to some of these ovals, we're going to be pretty strong.
Yeah, big weekend coming up for the whole bunch of you. This is going to be dynamite. How important is Thursday night practice to you, Jay? I know it's big for everybody. How much emphasis are you going to put on it?
Well, you know, Joe, I want to be top of the board when we head to the concert after. So, I think we had a real good setup when we were there in June. So, we're pretty much sticking to what we had. So, hopefully we can be at top of that board when things shake at the end of the test on Thursday night and the concert starts. I wouldn't mind looking at my number on the board for most of that night.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Just another reason to get excited for the IWK 250. Jay, we thank you so much for your time tonight. And I know we look forward to catching up with you this weekend out there on the East Coast. Safe travel on the way out there. And thank Jamie for us.
Yeah, I will do. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for everything you do for racing.
You bet. That's Jason Hathaway. You can catch him at IWK 250. This is going to be a huge weekend for that whole three group.
Yeah, it will for sure. And, you know, they touched on it. That's a big undertaking for any team. You know, the three team has got a lot of depth. They've been involved in motorsports for a long time, obviously. But for the same team under the same roof to send one car to the arguably one of the largest races in Canada, the Toronto Indy, and as well the biggest short track race in all of Canada, you know, 25 hours away or however far. I imagine
close.
It's probably
24,
something like that, out to Riverside. You know, that's a lot of depth. Really, you don't see that in many forms of racing today. You know, you don't see the same team sending, you know, two separate cars to two totally separate ends or you know, halfway across the country. So it's really cool that they're digging and they're making it happen. And just hats off to them, because, you know, that shows how deep they are supporting not only the races that they're attending, but the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the focus of tonight's program and definitely next weekend, the focus is going to be for us here on Racetime Radio. It's going to be that IWK 250. Not 100%. Only because we've got the live coverage of it, but I got to say, it is truly Canada's ultimate short track race. I got to also say that at the end of the IWK 250, we've got the Cat 250 to look forward to. We've got a lot of big races still to come in the Pro Stock Tour, but you cannot avoid or keep your eye off of Jukasa and what's going to be the Short Track Nationals. There's big news that's come out for that, and man, oh man, Junior, is that going to light the lamp as we get later into the season. Jukasa is really going to, that's going to be something, man, I'm telling you. That race is going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's a little bit different because it's a little bit more central to late model racing, right?
Sure.
When you look at where Jukasa is, if you can get 39 cars to the IWK 250 for a $25,000 to win race, You know, I know it's a little bit more than 25 grand to win the IWK.
Right.
There's lap leader stuff, and there's a bunch of contingency awards that you can win. And usually you see the winner walk out of there with sizably more than 25 grand. You know, the race at Jukasa, you're close. And I'm saying close. You're only 16 hours away from Mooresville.
Right.
Right? You're that's not far.
No, it's
not. And those guys are used to hauling, you know, 15, 16 hours to go race. So, you know, you're in the hotbed. When you look at Mooresville to the IWK, like to Truro, Nova Scotia,
right.
You're upwards of, you know, that 25 hour mark again, like you're significantly higher than that 15, 16 hour. So when you look at, you know, the location of where Jukasa is, they do have a little bit of an advantage just simply because of the depth and how many cars are available in that corridor. So I honestly think you're going to see, you know, between 65 and 70 cars show up for that race. And by all accounts, you know, everybody in that APC tour is going to be there, plus whoever else will show up. So, it's all the makings to have, you know, an IWK style race here in Ontario. And, that's something to definitely look forward to. You know, you've also got your 250 out in New Brunswick in Fredericton, the
sure.
660 race.
Yep, that's coming.
You've
up.
Got your Cat 250, as well. You've got your big show over at Wyatt Group Speedway in the fall. They always have that massive super
sure.
late model show. So, you know, the opportunity is there, and I would love to see a team like Hathaway, and I think that they're positioning themselves to be that type of player to go after all those big money races in the future. When you look at you know how much you can win between the IWK, the Cat 250, the 660 Speedway race, the big race at Jukasa, those four races alone pay more if you won all of them,
sure.
Which would be a feat
phenomenal
in itself.
Yeah.
It pays more than what you can win in the Pinty series.
Yeah
and you don't have to spend $1.5 million to go do it or whatever the number is,
right,
whether it be
right.
$750,000 or, you know, $600,000 to go do it. You got to spend a whack to go do it. It's not like Joe Mo is gonna jump in and go do that for, you know, 20 grand or something, but still, you know, you've got that opportunity to go out and win some sizable payout. That's neat. The industry has needed that.
Well, I don't know what else we could say about the IWK 250 that hasn't been said here tonight on Racetime Radio. There is so much to look forward to next weekend. If you're stuck here in the province of Ontario, you gotta make sure you make it out to your local short track. Or how about the Honda Indy Toronto and the NASCAR Pinty Series? That's going to be tremendous, along with the Indy cars on the streets of Toronto. There is so much going on coast to coast, and the IWK 250 is available to absolutely every one of you. If you can't make it to the race, tune into racetimeradio.com. But that's going to do it for Junior and I here tonight in the studio. Got to thank Susie Q here in the studio. Got to thank the guys back in Toronto for getting us all wired up here on Sirius XM. You have yourself a safe week. And don't forget to tune in to the IWK 250. Check in on racetimeradio.com on Friday night. You may have some coverage there for the Sportsman 150. We're going to see if we can get everything geared up and get there in time to make sure we can do some coverage of the Napa Sportsman Series. And then, of course, Saturday, it's going to be wall-to-wall. I wouldn't doubt we'll be on the air for a good 5 to 6 hours, giving you all the pre-race, the flag-to-flag coverage, and then the big wrap-up and the post-race coverage of the IWK 250. But that's going to do it for us tonight in the studio. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. Have a good one, and we'll see you next week on Racetime Radio. Good night.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline. 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Race Time Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.